Well, this is an exciting time of life for you. Hey, Mom, I made it. You've got a big song, you got a big video, and you are off to the races. How does it feel to have that kind of reaction to a song that is obviously so close to your heart?
This is really special for me. I've been heavily involved in writing the new songs that are coming out, and a song like this, just like the fact that I'm having this sort of reaction, I'm really grateful. I feel like it's just the right time for everything that's happening. And, you know, the story couldn't have come at a better time for me as well. Like, I'm just kind of overwhelmed with the response and all the people using the song and sharing their story as well, and how many people can resonate with my story.
Well, everyone's got that moment where they're trying to let their parents know, hey, I've done well by you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's crazy. Like, some of the DMs that I'm getting is not only like, hey, you know, I've done well or I'm okay now, but like, so a lot of people don't even have their mom, you know, and they're saying, like, I wish I could have said this, or, you know, I'm sure from heaven she's proud of me. Or some people are like, I can't wait until I can say that, you know, hey, Mom, right. I made it. They're waiting for a special moment or an occasion. But I feel like my story is not even just so much like, hey, Mom, you know, look at me now type of thing. It's more or less like the small wins and the fact that I can, you know, be here talking with you today.
Right.
Where, you know, some of my twists and turns, I may not, very well not be here today.
Yeah. So did she hear the song before everybody else?
She did. she heard the demo, and she just started bawling. Really impacted her. So.
And you had, I mean, you've got all this happening for you now, but you've had a full year of a lot of work, being everywhere, doing everything, and trying to keep yourself top of that heap, and you've done a great job. And how exhausting is this job? They're going in and out, and they're writing songs, and they're everywhere. It's got to be tiring.
In all honesty, I might be the wrong person to ask, because I'm a night owl. I'm up all hours of the night, and then have to be up early. So, like, I can be in, like, you know, Nashville one day, and then, you know, on a radio tour across Canada the next day with 2 hours sleep. Like, is that, I feel like I was really built for this kind of lifestyle. But so, you definitely have to take care of yourself. And it's definitely not for the faint of heart. But you've definitely got to have a really strong why, or something that is driving you to continue on. Because, yeah, you can burn yourself out.
But it doesn't end, though, because you're heading out again this fall. You get a busy summer, and then you're out supporting Tenille Townes. That's exciting.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Like, it's a huge honor. She's just a lovely person, so I'm really stoked about this.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, a real learning curve right there when you're on the tour like that, because you can kind of take notes along the way and kind of, okay, that's what you do, that's what you don't do.
Yeah. How better to learn that with someone like Tenille, who's just a game, in my opinion.
Well, we're so happy to have you here, Sasha, and so proud of the success that you've worked so hard to get and to keep. And I know that we're expecting some wonderful, more fire from you as you roll on through. Are you continuing to write and build bigger and better?
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to release a fun time, summertime single, and tons of songs in the bank.
Awesome. Well, we're so excited. Good luck on the tour, and maybe we'll catch you somewhere soon.
Yes, I look forward to it. Thanks, Rob.